From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. About 250 high schoolers from around Alaska have descended on Thunder Mountain High School this week for a student government conference. The Alaska Association of Student Government Spring Conference began Monday and runs until Wednesday. High school participants can come away with a lot of know-how and new experiences during the 3 days of workshops, field trips, parliamentary debates, and social outings. There's even time set aside for meetings with the governor and state legislators. Past OSLUG resolutions have supported the Alaska legislature's anti-smoking bills, the inclusion of certain sports and activities, the omission of Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, and even how grade point averages are calculated. This year, one of their keynote speakers is the national field director of an organization called Sandy Hook Promise. It sprung up after the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and has a mission of preventing gun-related deaths. Thunder Mountain High School All-Student Vice President Kathy Tran says the public is invited to attend.
We recommend going to the General Assemblies, and that's where the Executive Board facilitates a meeting where students come and go and they debate the resolutions that are brought up during the conference. And so to see them using parliamentary procedures and discuss these really big issues or small issues, I think it'd be awesome for the public to come and view.
There's about 7 hours of General Assembly time scheduled over the 3 days. You can see a conference schedule at ktoo.org, watch live streams, or follow at SpringAASG on Instagram and Twitter for conference updates. In the last legislature, a Democrat-sponsored bill aimed at increasing voter turnout in Alaska, especially in the bush. It didn't get a single hearing in the Republican-led House of Representatives. Now, Representative Chris Tuck, an Anchorage Democrat, is in a powerful position leading a new House majority and has reintroduced the legislation. Tuck's bill would give people the option to permanently vote by mail and allow for same-day registration, among other things. Tuck's bill ensures that early voting stations stay the same year after year, but it doesn't directly address the number or placement of such voting sites. According to the Division of Elections, since 2010, the number of early voting sites in Alaska has increased from 73 to 169. So why didn't this bill go anywhere last session? Tuck chalked it up to partisan politics.
We had a different makeup of the legislature. We had different majority-minority situation. This year, I went from being minority leader to majority leader. And we're not going to be treating people the way that we were treated because we weren't allowed to have our bills heard.
Rural Alaska tends to vote blue, which means higher turnout in the bush may help Democrats in statewide races. The organization Get Out the Native Vote supports Tuck's bill and notes extra challenges in rural Alaska to participating in elections. For now, House Bill 1 is being workshopped in the House State Affairs Committee. Quick look at weather. Light rain, 36 degrees at Juneau International Airport right now. That's latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.